is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today, Russia and Ukraine. China now echoing Russia's call for the United Nations to investigate the cause of the explosions that destroyed the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. China calling these blasts a deliberate act by state actors. At a UN Security Council briefing Tuesday, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Jun said China called for an investigation to uncover the truth and identify those responsible. Now, this coincides with a new pledge by China to join forces with like-minded partner Russia to defend national interests. The statement came at the close of the first day of a visit to Moscow by Wang Yi, who's the director of the Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the Chinese Communist Party's Central Committee. Now, I suspect that China knows full well, or at least has a very strong suspicion as to who is responsible. This is a political tactic to drag this information out into the open at the United Nations and embarrass the United States. Now, the U.S., the United Kingdom, and France, and others said authorities from the U.S., U.K., and France are investigating. And the real reason Russia raised Nord Stream 1 and 2 is to distract from what's going on in Ukraine ahead of the first anniversary of Russia's special military operation, which is tomorrow, the 24th. High-level UN activities for the next 3 days include adoption of a General Assembly resolution condemning Russia's action in Ukraine. Now, remember, investigative journalist, Pulitzer Prize winner Seymour Hersh published an article at his Substack account on February 8th citing sources inside the intelligence community of the United States who identified the U.S. Navy's Diving and Salvage Center in Panama City, Florida, as the home of the divers who planted the explosives that destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline. Now, why would the United States use divers from the Diving and Salvage Center instead of SEALs, Navy SEALs? It's because of the way Special Operations Forces have to be run past the United States Congress. They've got to be briefed on special ops, which raises the possibility of leaks. If you use the Diving and Salvage Center, it's just a salvage operation. This was done, according to Hersh, in connection with some military exercises taking place in the Baltic Sea. They were planted a couple months later, detonated. Not confirmed by the United States, and of course the corporate media has basically ignored the reporting of Hersh on this. Meanwhile, Yahoo News reports it's obtained a leaked internal strategy document from Vladimir Putin's executive office exposing a detailed plan on how Russia plans to absorb the nation of Belarus, its Western neighbor and ally. This sounds to me like a disinformation campaign from Western intelligence to try to drive a wedge between the close allies, Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, and Vladimir Putin. Topic number 4, avian flu. Sadly, it's not just for birds anymore. Bird flu has killed tens of thousands of birds around the world, in South America, mostly pelicans, and now it's spread to sea lions in a protected area across Peru. This, according to authorities there, this H5N1 strain is spreading throughout that region. Peru recorded its first case of the virus in November, but since then, it's killed 63,000 birds, but again, now spreading to mammals, which is something scientists are watching very closely. In the U.S., farmers have lost or had to cull over 58 million birds, 58 million birds, to try to stop the spread of the virus. It's been detected in more than 100 species of wild birds like ducks, seagulls, geese, hawks, and owls here in the United States. This can cause multiple organs to fail. It's got an infection fatality rate among chickens of 90 to 100%, meaning if a farmer detects it in a couple of his birds, he's got to kill his entire flock to make sure it doesn't spread, because it usually kills the birds within 48 hours. Not yet posing a danger to humans, but researchers are watching it closely. If it spreads to mammals, especially pigs, it can mutate into a form transmissible to humans. And sadly, over the last decade or so, wild boar have become a problem here in the United States. And one day soon, we'll talk to you about these super pigs that have been bred and have now escaped into the wild in Canada, which may also spread here into the U.S. Anyway, mammals here in the United States that have shown that have contracted this H5N1 strain include bears, foxes, a bobcat in California, skunk in Colorado, raccoon in Washington, possums in Illinois and Iowa, mountain lion and grizzly bear in Nebraska, seals in Maine, and even a bottlenose dolphin in Florida. In total, 17 non-bird species infected in 20 states. Again, what researchers don't want to see is this mutate into a form that's easily transmissible between humans. Topic number three, faith on the ballot in Scotland. Kate Forbes has been forced to defend her Christian faith and her views specifically about homosexuality and same-sex marriage. She's launched a campaign to replace Nicola Sturgeon as the next leader of the Scottish National Party. The Scottish Finance Secretary is a member of the Free Church of Scotland, which holds conservative biblical views on these issues. She was grilled during an interview by the Scottish news channel STV, in which she said if she'd been a member of the parliament 10 years ago, she would have voted against same-sex marriage. Said she was a servant of diplomacy, would defend to the hilt someone's legal right to enter into a same-sex marriage, and asked that others do the same for her in terms of her right to live according to her conscience and Christian beliefs. We'll see how this plays out, but I suspect the God of this world and the spirit of the age, I'm referring to Satan and Inanna, Ishtar, Aphrodite, Queen of Heaven, promoting not just the same-sex agenda, but also the gender identity agenda, will try to destroy Ms. Forbes' political career. The Church of Woke enforces its blasphemy laws far more aggressively than Christians ever have. Topic number two, revival spreading. Some good news, though. The Asbury University Awakening, which was moved off campus this week, appears to have spread to multiple new locations here in the United States. Christian filmmaker Alex Kendrick visited one of those spots Monday, Lee University, a private Christian college in Cleveland, Tennessee. Meanwhile, revival at Samford University, a private Christian school outside of Birmingham, Alabama, still going strong. And new reports are surfacing of the revival fire spreading to locations like Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee, Oklahoma, Baylor University, Southwestern University, Texas Baptist University, reporting students there praying for revival in those locations as well. We pray that this is a legitimate move of the Holy Spirit. Again, I say, the Word of God, however it's preached, never comes back void. So pray that this is a legitimate revival, because we really need it. Coming up, good news for the politically incorrect. You're smarter than the corporate media gives you credit for. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them. what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, the woke aren't quite as bright as they think they are, and new survey seems to indicate this. The study found that people with higher cognitive ability are less likely to be concerned about political correctness and more likely to support free speech, which by definition means the freedom to say things that other people find offensive or hateful or, you know, dangerous. Elite cultural institutions like Hollywood, universities, and so on are dominated by the woke. This is no news to you. But the question is, since smart people tend to get ahead in life, you might assume that the people in those positions, high-profile positions in those institutions, would have higher intelligence. But this happens not to be the case. Louise, I'm not going to pronounce her name correctly, sadly, Draghi, I think, and her colleagues surveyed 300 North American adults using a platform called Mechanical Turk to measure participants' cognitive ability. They administered the Ammons Quick Test, which involves correctly assigning words to pictures. Now, previous studies have shown that the results of this test correlate strongly to IQ scores on other comprehensive intelligence tests. Anyway, the researchers then assessed participants' support for free speech and concern for political correctness and found a moderate positive correlation between cognitive ability and support for freedom of speech and a moderate negative correlation between cognitive ability and concern for political correctness. In other words, North Americans who are more intelligent are more likely to support free speech and are less concerned about political correctness. In other words, the smarter you are, the less likely you are to be woke. One possibility is that this is only true among highly educated people. The survey did skew toward those with college degrees, but who knows? Who knows? Having said that, the study's findings are consistent with previous research that finds that cognitive ability is associated with classically liberal beliefs, such as support for free speech, democracy, rights for women, and opposition to state control of the economy, all of which are platforms of the woke. I mean, rather, I should say, oppose woke platforms. They claim to support women, but they're trying to erase women through gender dysphoria and this idea that you can be whatever you say you are on any given day of the week. This, of course, prompts the question, if the woke are less intelligent, how'd they get so much control over the institutions of higher learning and pop culture? I would say it's a spiritual need to tell the rest of us how we want to, how we're supposed to live. SkyWatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and we always want to send a thank you to make sure you know how much we appreciate it. Postage costs limit our offer to the United States and Canada, but if you're in North America, for your donation of any amount during the month of February, we'll send you a copy of the wonderful book by John McTernan, When Jesus Sets You Free, You Are Free Indeed. Understand how Jesus serves as your personal defense attorney in the courts of heaven, because Satan and his minions are very legalistic. The good news is we've got the best defense attorney ever. He's got a perfect record in the heavenly courts. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com, or use the QR code that you see on your screen. This week in SkyWatch TV, the link between the alien abduction phenomenon and the spirit realm. This is a supernatural phenomenon, not paranormal per se. It is demonic, not extraterrestrial. L.A. Marzulli and Vicky Joy Anderson are our guests. Don't miss these programs. The series, a four-week series coming up, very informative on not just the UFO and alien abduction phenomena, but night terrors, sleep paralysis, the spiritual causes there. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the easy way to get the program is by using, well, you can go to our website, skywatchtv.com. You can find our channels at YouTube and Rumble, or add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. The app is free, brings all of our video content right to your big screen. Of course, you can also bring us right into your smartphone or tablet and then cast the video using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to a smart TV. The benefit of the app, which is free, is that you also get important news updates right in the app 3 times a week. News the mainstream media overlooks or hopes that you'll miss. A calendar of our upcoming events and much more. The app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Plenty of little tabs on that app with a lot of functionality. Again, you'll find links to the app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.